Well, hey, everybody, it's Chuck. Tesla FSD is cooking a new release. Tesla AI has been working hard. We are now on FSD supervised version 14.1.3. The release notes did not have any major changes that I could see. I will let the internet and the power of the crowd dissect these if you'd like, but there were no changes in here. This is a small point release that is just basically ready to drive. Parked up against the curb, pressing start to drive. We'll do our first impressions drive just to knock it out. Hey, listen, this is going to be a little bit different too, because it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon now. Normally I get this release while I'm sleeping around 3 a.m. as they release it at midnight Pacific time. So releasing it at noon Pacific time, drop this release and it's installed and running. So I think that's exciting. A little bit different. Traffic scenario, lighting scenario, but you know, this software is really good. I'm not even sure what I'm going to be looking for. There's our full NHTSA stop for our unprotected left-hand turn. Creeping out. And it got a gimme. Okay, so definitely a right question mark. Coming, jumping out, and we're going to jump right into the left turn lane. And away we go. We'll edit the trip. We'll delete south. And we will go back around the Gate Express with a U-turn. This FSD supervised may be degraded is a typical message you get when you change the route and it's dynamically calculating the next navigation, U-turn, whatever. What should we drive this in? We're in Mad Max still from last time. See, we got a U-turn here. It definitely needs to wait a little bit. Yep. A small gap here. Is it going to be aggressive? Look at it waiting. Wow, I would have thought it would have gone for that. That's another demonstration that Mad Max is not overly aggressive in functional maneuvers. It's about lane changing and speed. Now here's a little bit larger gap. Ooh, pre-roll there, steering wheel's coming around. I'd really love to see a boost here. Jump on out. Show me what you got. Listen, I didn't feel the boost I was hoping for. It jumped into traffic. It did it just fine. Let's go ahead and take it to standard profile today, just for the change up of the Memorial Park Drive and see what we see. I'm not going to probably have that rush hour traffic on I-10 today. But as soon as I took it out of Mad Max mode, I did feel it kind of come back just a little bit from its kind of acceleration. I don't know, if I tap hurry, do I feel anything? Subtle, if anything. It's going to 54. If I tap Mad Max, now what's it going to do? 55? So there definitely seems to be some sort of percentage or miles over logic in there. I mean, I'm now going 12 over in a 45, which is a little bit aggressive if you ask me. So I'm going to come back to standard and watch what it does. Does it slow right down? Oh yeah, I definitely felt the deceleration there coming all the way back to 50. Now, granted, we have a red light here, too. That could have been a little bit of a factor, but it seemed to be right when I went to standard that it changed. I don't know what this is going to be about. I mean, we saw Elon reiterate 14.2 is when it's going to go wider. We have not seen a 14.2 yet. I did see one screenshot of somebody on the internet that said their daughter got 14.2, and the actual, I don't know. Anything's possible, but I don't think that is what happened. I didn't see there wasn't a build number. That was actually blacked out. The hash number was different than my hash number on 14.1.2, so that obviously isn't a way to compare. I don't know. I don't think it's out in the wild yet. Yesterday, we did hear kind of some leaks for the first time on the 14 series that version 14.1.3 was going out to early access. I think when that was stated, it was actually going out to employees. I don't think any of the non-employee people that I'm familiar with got it yesterday. Maybe I'm wrong, but it definitely was out to employees yesterday, and we even got to see a screenshot to kind of verify it. Here we are today, less than 24 hours later, it's out in the wild. So I really, look at that Cybertruck, nice little wrap job there. Yeah, got his light bar, Cyber Beast. Okay, here's our flashing yellow, crossing the railroad tracks. No increased attention required notice there. At So, you know, this 1412 did not successfully complete the thin chain parking test at Memorial Park, but that was like the only thing. Some other people have talked about steering wheel jerkiness. I guess we can look for that. But the last version kind of solved all of the braking and indecision issues. That was a nice smooth creep with a weight there for that traffic that it didn't initially see. So that was a smooth braking application, not what we were calling stabbing. I know we're introducing new words on our terminology here with brake stabbing. And honestly, if you want to know a funny story how that kind of came to be, I think Chris Dirty Tesla might have been the first one to use the term brake stabbing, and we were all kind of thinking like, yeah, that is kind of what it feels like. And then we did this podcast with Farzad where me, Sawyer, and Chris were all on this podcast together, and we kind of coalesced around, and JD also, AI Driver, was on there. We all kind of coalesced around using that term, and I think we've just sort of made it kind of ubiquitous in how we speak about it, and others have kind of jumped on. But hey, it's a good descriptive word. It definitely is different than the braking we were feeling before. So, you know, using the word brake stabbing, I thought was appropriate. I haven't felt any of it now. All the braking actions have been very smooth here. We got a pedestrian over on the right going very slow, nowhere near interfering with the trajectory of the car. So it didn't react to him at all. Okay, we got one more speed bump, and it's kind of in the shade here. I'm going to just, yep, it sees it. See this one right here in the shade? I mean, it's got paint marks and things, so it should be able to see it. But coming up is our unprotected left turn into the center turn lane. I don't think it's going to be as crazy as last time where we did it at morning rush hour going to school. But hey, you never know with these turns in this traffic what we're going to get here. All right, there's our NHTSA stop. And actually, it's clear to the left for the creep and to the right, but it's going to wait on this truck over here. And clear from the left and the right, and it should just roll this. Interesting to see if it'll use the center turn lane. No, it didn't at all. It went straight into the left lane that time without going into the turn lane at all, which I thought was good because that's what I would have done. So the times that it went into the center turn lane was honestly it reacting to traffic and using the traffic as its control, I guess, or controlling of the maneuver to go into the center turn lane. So I know a lot of people are asking me, and I really don't want to know what the answer is about when this is going to go to the 14.2 that Elon is mentioning. Typically there's two or three builds and then it goes up to the next decimal point, right? So we're on 14.1 and then we went 0.1, 0.2, and now we're on 0.3. Very rarely does it kind of really go into another point release unless something weird happens and we find something that wasn't on the previous, what you would call a regression. Something got worse. So my gut tells me that they've kind of polished out the 0.1 branch that we're going to be going to 14.2 next. I know some people were hoping that Banish and things like that were available. Yeah, there's nothing new here. Actually, Smart Summon is still there. There's no Banish in this. We're not getting features like that without a major point release. And, I know a lot of people kind of were teasing me a little bit about going all in on the Banish from Ashok's post about the little car emoji with the little burst, which ended up being Mad Max mode. I completely missed that one. And he threw me off when he called it a much anticipated feature. I was just like, there's no way any sort of speed profile is much anticipated, but boy, was I wrong on that one. I still think it was Elon Musk that was anticipating it, and he was giving his boss a feature that he wanted. That's what I think happened. But in any case, we don't have Banish. But coming out in that argument also came out that we would have probably seen in the Tesla app decompile threads that people are doing, we'd have probably seen something in there about Banish being a function, because obviously you would need to bring it on your phone and there needs to be new commands in there and or control if you're holding your button down for the Banish or not. So I do think that the Tesla app is going to be a very good canary in the coal mine indicator of when Banish is going to be coming out. I don't think we're going to just all of a sudden it's going to show up in the release notes. So that's my thought on whether or not we're going to get Banish or not. So it is 4 o'clock, so the school zones are closed. We still have this tiny little puddle here that it keeps going around. It didn't go around at that time, and we're going through the school zone with no flashing, so it's doing the appropriate thing by not slowing down appropriately. Okay, we have the superchargers next, so I'm going to keep that in the profile, and we'll do that. There's a new feature kind of on my side of town, and I don't have it built into my map, and I'm wondering if there's any way I could incorporate this into my route. It's one of these crazy turbine-shaped, it's the new roundabout that they basically have redesigned, so you can only go in and go out of that exit in one specific way. And I think it's right here. I wonder if I add that to my route. If I can do that, if this will work. I'm looking at the screen to do this. Am I gonna get nailed? Where did it put it? No, I don't wanna go there. I wanna go there after 210.95. We'll see. I think I got the right location of it. I don't even know that we need this supercharger test anymore. It has been so good at just going in and nailing a supercharger spot, but it is functionally what every Tesla driver has to do, and I guess it's a good place to check for regressions or any additional sensitivities or anything else that could come, and maybe some new messages or things like that. But as we come up on the Wawa, which is where this supercharger is, it looks like this stoplight might hinder us just a bit. We got to get in and go to the backside, and we'll let it do its thing. And it's got charger selected. That's something I needed to keep an eye on. I didn't have to set that. It just kind of knew from the supercharger. Nice. Very good. Slow, methodical creep in there. Going around a school bus. Ooh, look, two school buses. There's three. One of them's got its door open. Wow. Got some, maybe the bus drivers. I don't know. Pedestrians over here to the left. And then we're going to come around and let's just let it do its thing here. I'm not going to get out of the car this time. We did that last time, and it was really no functional change. Going to one-shot this? Looks like you are. Nice. Love that. All right, we're wasting. Oh, yeah, hit start just in time with that pedestrian walking across. He's going to his Model 3. All right, and away we go. Looks like he's charging up the one liquid we have to change in our cars. He's got some new windshield wiping fluid. All right, jumping out here. It's got to do a little bit of a creep here. We definitely got a lot of kind of dynamic traffic scenarios with. Now we got a bus. Looks like the bus is stopping to pick somebody up. So that's new. I haven't hit that before. These folks are turning into the store. What are we going to do here? We got it's going. Nice. It just waited long enough and took its move. It didn't freak out about anything. That was awesome. Quick change, get over in the right lane. I like direction up on my map. And I just noticed that this honors that. I don't think I ever knew that before. I was sitting there looking over here and my arrow wasn't pointing up. I tell you what, that's a pilot thing for sure, because we're always, you know, the direction you're going is the way your display shows you. You don't get this. There are knobs to change north up and things like that, but okay, we're clear from the left. Is it going to go on right? Yep, it is. It's going right on red. Ooh, it saw a rapidly approaching truck and decided to pause there. I like that maneuver. And it was a smooth break. That's not a stab. That was a update of its trajectory based off of new information is what that was. He kind of creeped out, saw the oncoming vehicle that perhaps wasn't in its view, and then it just slowed down and said, I'm going to wait. That was a good one. It could have gone, but if it had gone, it would have needed to be more aggressive in its acceleration in front of traffic. That is a problem on 13.29, is jumping out in front of traffic and kind of YOLOing it without accelerating. So that was a nice, what I would call, first encounter for me on any of the 14s. I'm not going to give that one an attribute. of 14.13, maybe the brakeness and the smoothness of that, I'll just comment, was smooth. It just kind of eased out and stopped. It was not like any sort of overreaction. All right, jumping onto the highway next. This is good, and I don't know, looking at traffic up there, I'd call it a little bit of get home work, 4 o'clock traffic. What mode do you guys want for traffic today? I know you want Mad Max. Let's just see what Mad Max does out here on the highway. See if it kind of goes crazy to get in the left lane. I need to edit my trip and get that out of the, now I've got new situations on exits to choose in order to try to get over to that waypoint that I want to try with that new traffic circle. Wow, we're doing 80 in a 65. Whoa! That's fast. Let's tap it and slow down. Let's go all the way down to standard. Very quickly, I felt a deceleration. And let's see where it goes down. There's 10 over. Is it going to stay at 10 over? Is it going to go to 9? 10 over. 10 over is standard. Let's go to hurry real quick. See what that does. Hurry. So if standard is 10 over on a highway, what does hurry do? There's 11 over. 12, 13, 14. 14 over, 15 over. Dang. And then if we go to chill, woo, blinker comes on, right-hand lane. Here we go. Where do we think it's going to go? 65, 68? Yeah. I'm changing that waypoint now. Now we're going to a place I haven't been before. Oh, look, this is good. It looks like it's good. I like the way it's going. It's still getting us the highway. So, I don't know. Did you guys like that demo? We're now at chill at the speed limit. Mad Max was well into the 80s. Hurry and standard feels like my vibe. I don't know. I'm like a 9 over guy. If, you know, there's no traffic. Standard's my vibe. That's what we're doing. You know, I've heard that from a lot of people too. And obviously there's different times for sloth, going through a school zone, all that sort of stuff. But on the highway, I'm a keep the flow of the traffic for sure, no matter what the speed is. You don't want to be the guy going too slow unless you can get in the right lane and not cause any sort of problems. So it's taking this exit here at 66, just fine. There's a lot for us to learn about these speed profiles, and especially as they keep iterating around them and what it means. It definitely, you know, with the scroll wheel changing, look, I'm changing standard, hurry, whatever, Mad Max, the left and the right does the same thing. So they have not implemented any sort of scroll wheel max speed again. That's right where it has been. And I really don't think that's coming back. The team has been pretty adamant about saying why they did it. And it's about getting to autonomy and, you know, user input should not be required. They need to force themselves to get this right. All right, let me see where it's going to take me and exit to get to this. Oh, wow. Is that going to work? Are we doing a U-turn? I don't want to go that way. It's looking like getting back on the highway to take that exit. I want to go in that exit. Huh. Why did it not choose that exit right there? Maybe that's down by construction. Maybe that's the case. I may have to redo this route if this is where it goes to get us there, just because I need to tweak the way of giving a waypoint so it takes me the way I want to go. Yeah, but here we are. This is the road where we had all that dense traffic the other day. And this is, yeah, no big deal. Maybe I should take Cassett Avenue. Let me think about this. Now, I'm gonna have to work on my route for you guys. This is not the drive to figure out how to do my navigation and routing. You guys watch these videos because you want to have a good comparison. If I'm going to change up the route to do a new feature, I need to do my homework before changing it all up, and you guys ended up with an hour and a half long video and watching Chuck play with the map. So we'll do that another day. But that being said, there is a new cool turbine. There's a name for it. Turbine roundabout or something like that, that has entry and exit directions. And you can't just keep going around like you can a traditional roundabout. It's got dedicated entrances. They're kind of confusing if you've never done it before. And this part of the country doesn't have many of these. And the people that have talked about it on the news and things like that have said, yeah, it's kind of confusing the pedestrians in that area, that part of town. We're about halfway through the mileage on here, even though we're probably not halfway through the drive. If I were to say, do I tell any difference? I don't know that I can give it a difference yet, unless there's more smoothness with the braking that was tweaked a little bit. I don't know. That's the only thing I could think of. So see, here's McDuff. That's the way it should have routed me to that turn roundabout, but it didn't. So I'll have to do some research on that. Maybe when the Cybertruck comes out with 14, we'll get that in the route and we'll get some more videos on that. Listen, there's a lot of folks putting out good content on this version, including up in Manhattan now. Boy, that video got a lot of tweets from Elon and Ashok and everything. They're pretty proud of how the software handled Manhattan, as they should be. Low speed, and I'll call that low speed traffic scenarios, you know, the brain in this thing is just so much better than it has been in the past. And every version just feels like it gets smarter and smarter and smarter. And if time is its friend, meaning like if you're just slowly moving around, it's always been kind of awe-inspiring how good it can be. And I think version 14 just took it to the next level, where it just made some impressive decisions, including reversing and things like that in areas that really just were good driving decisions. The way it handles pedestrians, it's probably not ever going to be as aggressive as a New York driver with pedestrians, where sometimes you got to force your way into traffic so that they don't take advantage of you. But I don't think you want an autonomous car to be that way. I think you need that kind of caution, you know, early on. And even probably today, you know, Waymos were kind of getting abused by tourists, you know, jumping out in front of them and measuring their kind of performance with VRUs. And they were very cautious, and it truly did disrupt, you know, the vehicle's ability of navigating its world. I did see there was a NHTSA investigation opened up today or in the last couple of days with a school bus issue in Atlanta. And that's unfortunate to see. You know, Waymo's doing a good job, you know, doing their segment of the market with their technology. You don't have to agree with what Waymo's process is. And, you know, if you're a believer that they'll never scale, that's great. But listen, they're a competitor and they're to Tesla. There's a little bit of brake tapping on that. Oh, I felt a stab. It was a hesitant, softer stab, but I did feel a tap, tap, tap. If my CAN bus made it on this video, look at the axle speed. The axle speed has been the best metric in my CAN bus data I've seen that can show the finesse or the precision of the brake tapping that we're seeing. The speed up here, you can't see it. On my speed display on my CAN bus, I do have speed to the decimal, and sometimes that does show it. I have to admit, though, the synchronization of the CAN bus data with real-time video can kind of get a little bit tricky. So if I'm like a second or a half second off on the synchronization, just kind of do your own mental math of how it lines up. That is the hardest part of my synchronization. Most everything else, I can do claps and different tricks to kind of get video synchronized. The CAN bus data is definitely the trickiest, because I have to do this full drive replay, and then I have to pick a moment to synchronize on where I can see some either a speed change or a brake change or something like that. Okay, it should be clear on the left, and it should go right now. Yep, perfect. And on that yield there, did a nice job. Okay, as we navigate here through the Riverside area, we're working our way over to the Memorial Park. My POI should be in the location to do a parking. See, what do we have? Curbside, park, street, parking lot. No, parking lot's probably the best case for those spots. I don't want curbside. I know I told you guys I was gonna do some street parking. I don't know. Let's try street. I don't think that's gonna change anything there, because it is, there were spots that backed up. Is that street parking or parking lot? I think it's probably parking lot. Yeah. If I'm gonna do some street like I promised you guys, I need to put in another POI kind of somewhere on the way to Biscotti's or something like that with some of that parallel side parking. Little bit of rush hour here. Slow one lane traffic. I wonder if I felt a little brake tap there, and I didn't know. I'm gonna add Riverside Avenue. I may make this a waypoint. And where did it put it? If I edit my trip, that Riverside needs to come after, right before Biscotti's. And Biscotti's gets the return. The return, I believe, is in that driveway that I did for you guys last time too. So this Riverside Avenue location, I need to give it another name. I think it's on one of those streets where parallel parking. Maybe I can show you guys and give a demo of that. All right, looks like we've got a Cisco truck parked in the vicinity of our left turn from Memorial Park. Should not be a factor at all. Should just go into the center turn lane. That car just turned in there. No issue there. He's up on the grass, so he did a good job not blocking traffic. All right, there's our left turn. Are we gonna roll it? Yep, we rolled it, nice. Got an open car door up here. I don't see a pedestrian getting out, but the car door is open. Went around it. It's obvious that the car knew it was open. I didn't see a car door open asset rendered. It seems like I remember those in the past. You guys remember those? All right, now listen. Some of you guys last time said, let it get closer. I'm going to let it get as close as I possibly can, but I am not going to risk hitting this chain. And it is definitely going to try to back into this chain. Look. Okay, very quickly. So, guys, it was moving too fast. It was just, it was going to hit the chain. It does not see the chain. So, I know a lot of you said, let it get closer. Out of hell with you. I'm not doing that. I knew it was going to hit the chain. I could feel by the speed, so I disengaged it. So, the fail, the thin chain test is the same. No change there. And I did kind of keep it going this way, which is good because we're going to kind of go around the block to the cul-de-sac. And in the cul-de-sac, I'm going to go street parking in the cul-de-sac. Oh, are you going to go down this alley? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. The way that happened, I still have my destination in here. So it did never get there, even though we kind of backed up. It never really met its criteria. That's what happened there. So it was kind of going to go back around to the thin chain test. I would have thought I was close enough to, maybe it needed to go all the way into park and do that before it realized it was at its destination. Probably. Just cycling the waypoints. Okay, clear on the right. I can't see on the left in this one, though. It's completely blocked by that truck I was mentioning. Ooh, yeah. Good. Nice. There was a car that kind of came coming out. Nicely done. And another car coming, but it committed and went. That was really hard spot. So that was a little bit of a nice little job creeping, making your commit and going with confidence, even though you were uncertain about your visibility. gosh, that behaved well. Obviously, this is low speed. I know some of you guys may be like, see, Chuck, your car doesn't have a bumper camera. You don't need one. We may not need a bumper camera. I don't know. I'm not giving up that point yet, because low speed is easy. It's high speed I worry about, because you just don't have the time. You know, that car that was going around the corner there, around that Cisco truck, was moving 18 miles an hour, maybe 20 miles an hour if he was going really fast. Okay, we got a little flashing yellow here in front of the Hummer. And then going around another one, and I've got street parking selected still. No, it says curbside. I wanted street there. Park. Oh, it took it away. So I guess this is one of those situations where, no, I don't want to go to the parking garage. I got to go curbside. This is one of the situations where it sort of knows on the destination. Street was there before. Oh, no. Street was there because of my improperly sequenced waypoints. That's what that was. So now we're just going to do curbside like we're an Uber. And you're there. And you're going into drive. And I'm tapping self-driving right away because there's a car right behind me, which does create an interesting scenario getting out of here. I don't know if she's going into that. Okay, so she's actually going in. Okay. It can't back up. Now she's backing up. Wow, that was pretty dynamic. Now it's going around. She's going. You got to keep going. You got to back up a little bit. Oh, she's going into that little special spot, I think. So that might have been her dedicated spot. But listen, that was a great three-point turn with a car behind me that was in a hurry that had her parking spot, I think she was going to. And I had a gentleman there and a car in front, and it did its thing. Okay, I just felt a brake stab there. That was a brake stab, but I think it was this guy here. But that felt like an overreaction for the distance to that car. Do you guys see anything else that it was reacting to? This car is the only thing I think it could have been reacting to. Interesting. But it definitely did a little bit rougher brake there. It startled me just because that car was so far away. I thought it was just going to kind of ease up. The fact it had its reverse lights on could have been a factor there. It might have seen, not only is that car up there going slow, but it's coming towards me, and it reacted perhaps quicker. I wouldn't call that a problem. I'm just being really sensitive to braking because I'm trying to figure out why in the world this software was released. I don't know what else they need to improve on. I mean, obviously, every sort of curve or transition between braking and acceleration can always be tweaked, and if that's what they're doing, great. But those sort of things weren't something I was looking for it to get released wider, though. It felt perfectly fine to go out. Other than the fact they stuck to their guns on 14.2 being the one that was going to go wider. All right, what do I have here? Parking lot and curbside. This is a context-sensitive menu here that I really wonder, how are they going to keep that accurate? Like, how do they know that I don't have parallel parking? That would imply much more map data than I think they would want to have to require to know that. But in any case, it's definitely context aware somehow. I mean, I know parking lots can be mapped and things like that, but it feels like the street option needs to be there in other situations. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? How are they managing what options I have here to park? Street is occasionally there. Parking garage is occasionally there. Curbside seems to always be curbside, but it's these options here that keep changing. And granted, I'm trying to create scenarios. And wow, it looks like 5 points may be a little bit more of a varsity try here this time of day. Definitely got some traffic indications there on the map, but I'm watching these cars kind of stalled. And I'm going to do the same thing going into the angle. Oh, there's a school bus up there. Maybe he's just in traffic too. This could be a bad idea, meaning I could add minutes to this video here if I'm not really sure why, like if there's an accident or something, or if it's just backed up from a light. I'm guessing all this traffic is just backed up at the light that we're going to end up going to. But what it's going to really create, if this traffic stays this way, is my backup into this traffic from that angled parking spot. It's going to have to either be assertive or just wait, or we're going to get stuck. So maybe that's worth doing. Yeah, see, there's a stoplight up there that's just creating a choke point, and only like 5 or 6 cars are getting through for every light cycle. So let's watch how this plays out. The cars from the left do not have a stop sign. They can just roll right on through. But we're kind of doing this polite local weave, right? You go, I go, you go, I go, unless you create your own destiny here. Now, see how that car sort of waited a little bit? But now I had to do my NHTSA stop. But now that I didn't do my NHTSA stop, how am I going to get in line? Am I going to, oh, look at you. Yes, showing that intent. See, that car is stopping even though we didn't have a stop. They're kind of treating it as a four-way stop in traffic. But hey, that was good. It showed intent. It crept out. Now, the other thing about this little, where I've got my POI parked, is I don't know that there's going to be a spot open. Nope. Oh, that's a tiny little, is that a spot? Oh, that's a spot. Oh, if you take that spot, you going to do it? You didn't do it. That was your spot. Oh, now you got a blinker on and there's no spots. What are you going to do now? Well, maybe there's some spots up here at the end. It looks like there are. Okay, so it worked out. But I would have taken that first one as a human, just going, oh, man, this looks busy. So now we're pulling in. And the cars behind me are going. And we're stopped. Now I'm going to go ahead and start self-driving. What's it going to do? Backing up. It's got its backup light. Ooh, there's some... those pedestrians bought us the gap. Do you see that? Wow. We got lucky. That car ended up having to wait on the pedestrians, and we jumped in the spot. But listen, we didn't hesitate. We jumped right into that spot. That was kind of cool. I don't know, Tesla AI. You guys are knocking it out of the park with these kind of real-world scenarios just being handled. You know, the beauty of these neural nets, you know, just kind of finding solutions. You know, there's just no way that there's training on these things like this. There's just training on how to handle certain things, tolerances, backing up, the amount of distance you need, the amount of speed you should use, the amount of acceleration you need. It feels like that's what your training data is going to have in it. But you just, I know you can't have every single scenario in the world trained. At least I don't think you can. All right, so how's my route doing here? Looks like we're good. Now I've got that spot for street parking that I wanted to try. What are my options on parking now? Now that's parking lot, driveway showed up. No, I don't want to do driveway. I want street parking. I think there's parallel parking on the road there. Let's see if that changes. What's under curbside? No, park. All right. Guys, I'm learning right along with you guys. You're getting raw, unedited, me just fiddling with the car, trying to get it to do things to show you how things are changing. But most of the time, I learn from you guys in the comments on these videos of things I missed or didn't see or how to do things. But that the Tesla community has always been good about that. Great scenario. He had to kind of go out in traffic without really seeing, committed, had the right speed. Tesla did not overreact there. It was nice and smooth. So this is that street I was talking about. You know, maybe I'll throw it in on this street. If I put it right here, if I add that, if I go to edit my trip, see if that changes anything. Because I know this street here definitely has some parallel parking. Did I get a parking? Ah, I got street that time. It's going to be really interesting to see the context in these streets for this spot. So I have street parking selected here, and this is exactly where I was talking to you guys last time about wanting to try out some parallel parking. So I haven't done this yet. You can see these parallel spots and where the residents kind of get to park. Now we got a situation here, no parking anytime. And you just, look at you. You didn't have to parallel park at all. You just pulled over right behind a little construction bag. Now, oh, what are you doing? You change your mind? You didn't like that spot? That was interesting. I wonder if it realized it was in front of a driveway. Why did you change your mind? Tell me more. That was a great decision because I was getting ready to say, nice job parking, but you blocked somebody's driveway. And now you redo it and you didn't. That was awesome. All right. So now what? How are you going to get out of here? You're going to back up and go left. You're going to use a blinker. Got your blinker on now. You think you got that ready to turn in front of you? You're pre-rolling. Look at you. Nice job. So that was street parking. That was the first time I did that. And I was totally getting ready to bust on it for parking in front of a driveway. Do you think it knew it parked in front of a driveway? I think it did. I don't think it was that construction bag that made it change its mind. It almost went into that turn lane just then. Did you see that little steering wheel pull over? I don't know why. Maybe it saw traffic and thought it was two lanes, but then it came back. There is a pedestrian sitting here on the side of the street that is mapped, that is here for the bus. So it could have been maybe giving a little bit more distance there. But it was just a very slight tug. You're going to have to look slowly on the video frame by frame just to watch the steering wheel, to see it. I just felt it. All right, so now we're at this other destination I've got. And, okay, so street is not available here. So I'm just going to leave driveway. If I end up pulling into somebody's driveway, I'll make a decision in real time whether or not I want to do that or take over. We'll see. I would love for street. How do they know? How did it know street was available here and not driveway? Because there were driveways there too. Why did it choose street? I don't know. You guys on the parking team at Tesla AI, if you're watching this, first of all, you're doing a great job. But how are you gonna tell us how it works? Are you just gonna make us figure it out? This is where we need instructions. Maybe release notes or something like that, but that is a gap that we have with Tesla and using FSD. And granted, FSD, but we're selling it to customers. We're asking everybody to buy it and turn it on. There isn't a manual for how to do it. And you're asking us just to turn it on and trust it. And I'm like, but there's so many little nuances to these features you're giving us. How do I teach, you know, somebody how to do this? And I don't know what the right, I guess I'm bringing up an issue without a solution either. I know you've done things with videos and showing how to do things in videos, and there's a library and stuff like that. But the videos that I've seen about FSD are so generic, you know, get in, turn it on, watch it take you where you want to go. It's not about options and functions and different behaviors based on how you select things or choose things, you know, how to delete, you know, location, data, information. Some of that stuff's buried in the user's manual. All right, look, we got our waypoint here. And once again, I've got driveway and there is no street option. But look, people are parking on the street. So I would actually call that an error. All right, I'm going to take over there because it was going to pull into that driveway and there was a truck there. And I can't really trespass into somebody's driveway. But the point was, is I wanted to show you there is no street when there was obviously streets. Street parking. I'm sorry, I was doing six things at once there, but why didn't I have the option to parallel park there? It only had driveway. And, you know, maybe it could have realized it along the way that there was street parking and that option could have popped up, but it didn't. I'm not quite calling that a bug, but I don't know how it works yet, so I'm confused by it. So I think it needs work because that would confuse somebody that was much less experienced than me on how to use this functionality on V14. I also understand the opposite of it. If you select street, but it doesn't know how to park on the street because it thinks it knows what's available, then you create a problem. You're giving it a command that it doesn't think it can do. So I guess I see that problem there too. But I guess if you're the one selecting it, then that's on you. Now look, we have a flagman here. I got a blinker on. Is he going to let me go through here? He's telling me to go. What's it going to do? Okay. It did it. It freaking did it. That guy waved us through and it did not commit to the navigation that it wanted to do. That was unreal. It had to be the guy waving. The guy didn't have a stop sign. The guy didn't have any rose clothes sign. He just kind of told me to keep going. You can't go through there. And I didn't touch anything. I didn't take over. I thought I was going to have to take over. I just waited a second and it decided to continue on its own and remap. With a, all he had, this, we got another flagman up here. We're turning right. It's just a guy with a flag, not a stop sign, not a road closed. And the little hand gesture was the only thing I think I could see that was how it chose. All right, so he's waving us through. We're turning right here. Keep going. I almost touched the accelerator there. I hope I didn't, but I was kind of like in that scenario of not wanting to do the full NHTSA stop. I think it wanted to, but this flagman scenario was unbelievable. If I did tap the accelerator there, it was definitely not intentional. It was one of those dynamic situations. Maybe you can see in the data, my CAN bus data, if I did or not. I don't think I did. All right, so where are you going to park here now? Oh, wait, I got curbside selected. Okay, so we're doing the Uber thing. All right, right next to that lovely Juniper Model Y. And we're just going to hit start. But now you can't get out because you got people blocking you. I got another subject on my Juniper to talk about. Whether you guys realize it or not, the Juniper Model Y's screen is not compatible with my HDMI extract. So that is, and you've noticed that on Dirty Tesla's videos, he doesn't have his screen recording on his new Juniper. That's something I'm going to lose. I'm not going to have the screen recording, just like I don't have it on the Cybertruck right now either. I've got, you know, somebody working on it, but he's kind of run into a wall and some other things have changed. We bought a couple monitors for the Cybertruck and we've not gotten it fixed yet. So I'm going to do my best to keep the quality of the video content up, but let me tell you what, in bright sunlight, when cameras do auto exposure, this HDMI recording has just been awesome. That will be going away. I probably will sell that screen. If anybody is out there with a, okay, look at that. Completely stopped for that guy showing a vector. I didn't even see him. He was just kind of waiting, but it saw it and it waited on him. I mean, that was so aggressively stopping for him. That was one of those that a local probably was like, dude, what are you doing? But that's the law. He was at the edge waiting and the car did its thing. Oh my God, this drive at this time of day or something, it's just full of good stuff. That flagman scenario where it waved him through, and then the second one where we need to go back and look at that. Did it roll the stop sign when he waved us through? Because, you know, when they're waving you through, they don't want everybody to do stops. They're like, come on, let's go. You know, they're trying to let people go through with the stop and the slow with one lane of traffic. But it did a great job. Oh, wow. V14. Your little neural network brain is getting bigger. All those parameters in there. What are you doing with them? I wish I knew how to make a neural network like with parameter counts. I don't know what that really means. Like, how do you know where to put them? How do you know how to structure them? I know there's people watching this video that know exactly how to do it, and you're probably just chuckling listening to me pontificate about how it's done. But, you know, adding parameters, it's just not like throwing them in a bucket and more is better. It's got to be architected correctly. But obviously, it's a little bit out of my lane. But you know, when you think about how all those parameters that they've added have changed its behavior, I get the more brain cells could lead to a smarter animal, right? Or smarter, you know, biological creature. More neurons is better. So if using parameters is an analogy for more neurons, I get it. But how do you wire them up? And how do you know how many you need? Or do you just, you take what you can get based off of your memory and your training capability and you figure out how to wire them? There's a whole lot to think about with that. And I'm going to learn more about it. I need to do more reading and watch more videos. Andre's pretty good about talking things like that in layman's terms. I don't think he has any... I've gone through his tutorials and his lectures on creating the basics with, you know, the regression and the backpropagation and doing all that sort of stuff. But actually creating those individual nodes and how they branch out, that was too simple of a use case. All right, we are coming up on our next waypoint is our driveway and end of trip.
How long have we been recording? Looking down at my computer screen, I can't really see. Well, this drive is 52 minutes so far.
I don't think I've sped any of this up yet because there were just a couple spots where I was just watching on the highway. But wow, did we see some really cool stuff that none of those things surprised me. Like that Manhattan Drive that those guys released, and some of you guys out in California, you know, Zach and Sawyer and Dirty Tesla up in Michigan, and you guys have released some really cool videos with some of the scenarios I just hadn't seen yet, especially around construction. You know, Omar, you've released some good road closed signs, things like that too. That was my first one. So your first one is always just kind of like you don't have the experience to understand what it's going to do. You've seen it work in somebody else's video, but when it does it for you for the first time, it's just like, wow. But it also kind of is a testament to this scalable solution, right? I mean, I know my Jacksonville area is maybe mapped better than maybe somebody in the Midwest or somewhere where there's just not many of the early access testers, but I don't think this is a mapping thing. This is neural networks kind of looking at its world and making decisions at a speed that we've never seen before. And mostly it's making the right decisions. On this drive, it's made every decision correctly. I can't think of anything that it didn't do right. I do have a question about was it trying to do a NHTSA stop while the flagman was waving us through, but I don't think it was. I do think it was being cautious and making sure nobody was proceeding, but was it actually doing a full NHTSA stop? I don't know. I am absolutely convinced it took direction from that other flagman about you can't go here, proceed, because it did the stop, it had its blinker on, it wanted to go that way, but after just like a couple cycles of whatever your cycle in your little brain is, it said, I got to go around. Now, granted, that guy was in the middle of the road and just standing there, but he wasn't a pedestrian in that realm, if that makes sense. Like if it had been a regular pedestrian walking a dog that just stopped in the street, it would have stopped. Felt a little bit of a slowdown there waiting for that car that didn't stop at the stop line. It kind of was not sure if it was running the stop sign there is what that was. But somehow you had the context. Could it have been the color of the flag? Could it have been the hard hat? Could it have been the hand gesture was all it needed? Like what if a person in their, you know, running outfit was in the middle and had trying to wave me through, you know, going, you have the right of way, I'm not going to block you. And it waved me through. Would it have behaved the same? Or was it context aware of the colors of orange and the construction going on? I have no idea. Love to hear you guys' thoughts and comments on that. But as we're rolling up here on the end of the drive, we're going to pull up in the driveway and we'll just make sure we're finished up. This is FSD 14.1.3. I don't know what was fixed on this version. The release notes were the same, but it was awesome. Unbelievably awesome. In a new set of scenarios that I had ran up on today. You know, it's parking decision to not block a driveway. What? I mean, the way it let itself, you know, proceed after a flagman was waving him by going, you can't go here. And it proceeded to find a new spot. Lots of great things. So Tesla AI, I want to give you congratulations on another quick turnaround, some post-training here. Looks like we got some construction men here in this little parking spot, but I'm going to let it do its thing and just park it here and I'll back up. They're probably going to be like, what are you doing here? But I know the landowner here, so I have no problem pulling in while these workmen are here. And we'll just park right here and we're going to say, thank you for joining us today. I hope you enjoy this content, and I really hope this goes wide, but Elon has said 14.2 is what's going to go wide, so I'm not hopeful, but maybe 14.2 is going to have something even better in store for us. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you guys next time. Have a great day, everybody.